Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
And good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, June 14th. This is your afternoon news. I'm Scott Seeger, broadcasting live from the Gateway as we get ready for the KSL Book Festival and the Utah Foster Care Foundation Chalk Art Festival at the Gateway beginning tomorrow.
And I'm Amanda Dixon in for Maria Chaleos. Right now, it's 74 degrees.
Big delays in the Salt Lake Valley as you're driving this afternoon. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour, the raging wildfires of Colorado should remind Utahns that the same could happen in the Beehive State and soon. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports that state officials are begging for caution.
The Playhouse.
Last year, Utah had 1,552 wildfires.
Fires were human caused. 700 fires could have been prevented if we would have taken the necessary precautions.
State Forester Dick Buehler wants Utahns to curb their campfires, ammunition use, and fireworks, even though summertime is party time. And Governor Gary Herbert says, just be smart about all of this.
Use wisdom as you go outdoors so that we don't inadvertently start any fires. It's really up to us and part of our responsibility.
The Utah National Guard was ready to deploy to Colorado to fight the fires, but they're standing down because the situation has improved. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Provo residents are surveying the damage after a fire came too close to their homes last night. Wayne Pierce lost a sentimental piece in his yard.
The playhouse was something that the grandchildren loved, and it was full of all of their toys, and it was a 100-year-old antique.
Pierce also lost several shrubs. Firefighters believe the fire began after a power line was blown down by high winds.
Firefighters in Colorado are making progress on the deadly Black Forest fire near Colorado Springs. Some evacuation orders have now been lifted, but we're also learning the number of homes destroyed is as high as 400.
An auto shop owner in South Salt Lake wants to find the people who broke into his business, only to break into another. Z Automotive owner Lynn Rossier says thieves cut their way into his store and did quite a bit of damage.
They ransacked cars in the lot, and then they took the 99 Expedition that they stole and rammed it through their gate and then got to their back lot. Ransacked their vehicles as well.
Rossier says the Expedition was used to smash into nearby Plogin Auto, causing extensive damage to the fence. Rossier is offering a $500 reward to anyone who can help them find the people responsible.
KSL's top national story this hour, a known terrorist group says it's sticking with the Syrian government in the civil war there, and it comes after the U.S. said it would help Syria's opposition. Cleon Wall has an update live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Scott, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah of the Hezbollah group in Lebanon says his forces will help the Syrian military wherever they are needed. They've already helped take down one area. He makes the statement just a day after the Obama administration said they would send weapons to Syrian rebels. But what type of weapons will be sent?
I'm not able to provide details of what we will provide.
That State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki, it's believed small arms will be delivered to the group opposing the Assad regime. The U.N. Secretary General says he opposes the U.S. move. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. The transit police officer critically wounded in the search for the Boston Marathon bombing suspects now heads home. Richard Donahue, a married father of one, was shot during a gun battle in Watertown. Donahue says he is happy to be heading home.
Here I am, kind of on the next phase of recovery, and I'll be heading home from here, and taking every day as it comes.
Doctors say Donahue barely had a drop of blood in him when he arrived at the hospital.
A San Diego teacher's life has been turned upside down, first by her abusive ex-husband and now by the school where she worked and where her children attended. School administrators say they fired Carrie Charlesworth over safety concerns. Earlier this year, her ex-husband showed up at the school's parking lot despite a restraining order.
I have my good days and my bad days, days where I don't know what I'm going to do. I have four kids to take care of, and I'm the only one.
Charlesworth says she's considering legal action.
Politics on KSL News Radio. As lawmakers haggle over the NSA's data collecting scandal, Utah political insiders are also weighing in. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has the latest results from our UtahPolicy.com Insider Survey.
Republicans and Democrats in Utah were asked if they supported the program with a chance that someday it would thwart terror attacks. 71% of Republicans and 53% of Democrats did not. The ranking Democrat on the House committee today is insisting it's all above board.
There were no constitutional rights that were violated. We did it pursuant to the law. Both Democrats and Republicans voted for the laws that we were following.
Still in Utah, 78% of Republicans say they would support efforts by Utah lawmakers to protect them from data collection efforts. Far fewer Democrats, 42%, would favor that. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Well, if the city of Detroit owes you money, don't expect to see it again. A team led by state-appointed emergency manager says Detroit is defaulting on about $2.5 billion in unsecured debt and is asking creditors to take about 10 cents on the dollar of what the city owes them.
The Great Recession seems to have made a big impact on Americans between the age of 18 and 29. They are taking on less credit card debt. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports.
CNN Money reports the number of people in that age group who don't have any credit cards at all is double what it was at the start of the Great Recession. 16% at the end of last year compared to 8% in 2007. Their credit scores are up and the average credit card debt for that age group is about a third of what it was. But they're also leaning more on mom and dad to make ends meet. Consumers over the age of 40 have more overall debt, especially for cars and mortgages, because they're helping their kids. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, a KSL photographer becomes part of the story at a Taylorsville house fire today.
I-15 backing up from a crash in Murray. We'll check that coming up on the 9s.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
Slide in for savings today at DaveSmith.com's annual home run savings event. Our bases are loaded with over 1,500 Dodge, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Chevys, GMCs, Buicks, Cadillacs, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. It is worth it to buy from DaveSmith.com. Log on and see why we are the world's largest Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Call 800-635-8000 or go to DaveSmith.com to get a great deal.
License.
You need a separate
longer
license.
Lines at the DMV.
To be in a car that drives itself?
Longer
doesn't
lines.
Make any sense.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:15.
Looking for a decent parking space? $500,000 should do it. I'm Larry Jacobs, ABC News. Where? Coming up.
A family escaped a house fire in Taylorsville with help from a KSL photographer. Mark Wetzel was dropping his daughter off at school when he drove by and spotted the smoke. He and a Murray firefighter that also stopped by while driving helped get an elderly woman out. Then Wetzel went back in.
And I went in the house hollering to see if anyone's in there, and he hollered back from the bedroom saying he was putting his shoes on. So I said, okay, went out of the house. And about a minute or so later, he was still in there. So I went back in. I said, you've got to leave now because I've seen fires spread, and they spread quickly.
Firefighters were able to get there quickly and keep the flames to one side of the home.
Well, it's been 6 months since the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And ABC's Aaron Katursky reports it was marked today with a moment of silence.
If we can take that moment now, please.
Carly Soto's sister Vicky was one of the teachers shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary.
This pain is excruciating. And unbearable.
A moment of silence paired with the recitation of more than 6,000 names, all victims of gun violence in the last 6 months.
Christopher Parsons, age 31.
Out of the public eye, Connecticut State Police still investigate. A report expected to run thousands of pages will be the definitive narrative of what happened inside the school. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
He's only 11, but mariachi singer Sebastian De La Cruz has already sung the national anthem at the NBA Finals twice in 1 week. De La Cruz's first performance on Tuesday set off a barrage of racially charged tweets that in turn set off an outpouring of support for the little boy. Sebastian tells us what he thinks about all the negative comments accusing him of being un-American.
All I was thinking about was, why would people talk like that about me?
The San Antonio Spurs invited De La Cruz to sing again at Game 4 last night.
Good for them, yeah, and good for him.
That's what I say.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and here's Charles Moran.
Two big problems remaining on I-15, one of those in the Salt Lake Valley, an accident at 4900 South. That's backing traffic all the way to 33rd. The HOV lane is blocked. Make sure you stay to the right to get around that. And huge delays in Utah County from Lehigh into Bluffdale. Those start about 2100 North and don't ease up until you hit the prison exit. Len?
Congestion on I-15 northbound in Davis County starts at 2300 North Warm Springs Road and continues up to the North Interchange, where it's been crowded all afternoon, but it is moving fairly well now. Up to Woods Cross, still building, but moving at almost freeway speeds in that area. Also, we have an accident in the avenues at 3rd Avenue and A Street, and another at 23rd South and 13th East. Summer's here and Sutherland's prices are heating up. Give your deck a makeover with Sutherland's high-quality products from Penofin, offering superior UV protection available in six colors, just $36.99 per gallon. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Weather Center, Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Newbank in the KSL Weather Center with tons of sunshine today and temperatures a little cooler in the 70s. It's a little breezy out there, but nothing like the winds we've had the last 2 days. 54 for a low tonight, 88 and sunny on Saturday, 91 and sunny on Father's Day Sunday. Then we start to pick up the south winds again, and we'll go back into the low 90s for Monday, Tuesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Newbank, KSL News Radio.
Right now, it's a beautiful afternoon, 74, and you should know that, Scott, because you're outside at the Gateway.
We are outside at the Gateway. We're right in front of the Olympic Fountain. Lots of kids running through the sprinklers here, getting all wet. But we're here getting ready for the Chalk Art Festival and the KSL Family Book Festival. And coming up at 6:20, we're going to talk with somebody from the Utah Foster Care Foundation, which is part of what we're doing here.
That's coming up right here at 6:20 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
It's the 35th annual Grads and Dads Celebration at Sound Warehouse. With that well-deserving grad and cool dad wand. Automotive audio, mobile video, alarms, amps, woofers, navigation, and kick butt boat system. AM FM CD player by Pioneer JVC with remote and iPod input. $69. Over $100 off on a Clarion factory refurbished marine AM FM CD receiver. $79. All-in-one 10-inch woofer amplifier and a sexy bass enclosure. $600. Lots of pounding Rockford Fosgate power and bass. Only $229. No shirts. No ties. Just the cool stuff for cool dads and grads. Make it easy with a gift certificate. Full-sized in-dash DVD big screen video entertainment system with USB by JVC. Kenwood or Pioneer. $298. Check this week's City Weekly for more grads and dads deals. Or visit SoundWarehouseUtah.com. 1680 North State or 2763 South State Salt Lake. 28th and Wall Ogden. Grads and dads. At the warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
A business owner in South Salt Lake says someone stole two of his customers' cars and used one of them to smash into another business. Now he's offering a reward. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Park City does not want to become the next Colorado Springs. The city has taken preemptive action against wildfire, putting strong fire restrictions in place for the season.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
I-15 northbound in Lehigh, very slow from 2100 north over the point of the mountain, and we still have this crash, 4900 south in Murray, backing southbounders to 33rd south. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and cool today, but the hot weather is going to make a comeback. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now, 74 downtown.
Well, of course, the election is long over, but the Romney campaign still finds itself the subject of criticism. Now, the latest blows come from Rick Santorum, who says the Mitt the candidate focused on only a small group of people only interested in economic success. But Kurt Jowers with the Hinckley Institute of Politics says there's no single reason Romney lost.
I think one of the single biggest reasons was the fact that they had 20 debates and that there were some really extreme candidates that had some pretty extreme views.
Jower says whether it came across or not, Romney believed he was speaking to everyone.
We have another indication that the real estate market is coming back. Here's ABC's Larry Jacobs with two outrageous examples.
The ad might have read, "Sweeping alley views, an exclusive neighborhood just steps from high-end Newberry Street shops. Amenities include fully lined asphalt spaces, stains included." Doesn't sound all that enticing, but those two tandem parking spaces sold for $560,000 in Boston. It involved a bidding war between neighbors. But check out this deal in San Francisco. An 8x12 parking spot was sold for just $82,000. It's near the Giants ballpark. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Well, we are here at the Gateway, and we are getting ready for the KSL Family Book Festival and the Utah Foster Care Foundation Chalk Art Festival. And coming up at 6:20, we're talking to Dan Webster, who is the regional area representative for the Utah Foster Care Foundation, about what's going on and why they're here.
KSL's top national story this hour, the Obama administration says it has high confidence the Syrian military killed up to 150 people using chemical weapons. But President Vladimir Putin's foreign affairs advisor says the U.S. evidence does not look convincing. He also says this could hurt peace negotiations with the U.S.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
The U.S. says the Syrian government used sarin gas two times in the city of Aleppo in March and April. A letter to the U.N. Secretary General also cited two other times chemical weapons were possibly used. President Obama will speak near the Berlin Wall next week.
I think his message is very much going to be that just because the threat is not immediately apparent with a wall and barbed wire, it doesn't mean that we don't have work to do together.
That's National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, but Mr. Obama could be in for tough crowds in Germany. Europeans have been up in arms over NSA surveillance leaks. Rain has been helping firefighters in Colorado. ABC's Lance Hernandez is in Colorado Springs.
We've got cloudy, overcast skies, temperatures a lot cooler, and a lot more moisture in the air, and that's making everybody who lives in Black Forest a lot happier.
About 400 homes have burned in the blaze. 911 audio has been released from a sports bar deck collapse in Miami.
The dog fell in the water. There's people stuck in the water.
Man.
The entire dock collapsed. People stuck.
Dozens of people fell into the bay as they were watching the NBA Finals last night. 24 people were taken to hospitals, mostly with cuts and bruises. FIFA has ruled men are allowed to wear turbans during soccer matches. They just have to be the same color as the team's shirt, and they can't pose a danger. Let's get one last look at the U.S. Open leaderboard on day number two. Your lone leader, Billy Horschel. He is at minus one. And
wow.
Phil Mickelson and a lot of others are at even par right now. Tiger Woods at plus three. Mike Weir is at plus five.
Well, a lot of people thought these guys would eat up this course because it was going to be kind of wet with the rain and it's short. But boy, it has not laid down at all.
So we know what you'll be doing this weekend.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, is there anything wrong with hanging out with former President Bill Clinton? Maybe if you're thinking about seeking the GOP presidential nomination. More on that story coming up in just about 10 minutes on Utah's Afternoon News.
And you're listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Right now, 619, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Charles.
Well, good news. They cleared this accident at 4900 South, the HOV lane. All lanes are open right now. You should start to see that clear out shortly. We have some northbound slowing remaining from Sandy into Midvale, and big delays, Lehigh into Bluffdale. Here's Len Thomas.
From North Salt Lake, again, as you show up to Parrish Lane, it's still a little bit slow and easing up a bit, though, up to 1400 North. We have an accident on I-80 eastbound at about 1200 East. It's affecting one lane there. It won't slow you up too much, though. A couple of accidents, one downtown, 3rd Avenue and A Street. Another one in Sugar House, 2290 South, 1300 East. And in West Valley at 4900 West and 1730 South. Want a career and a life? Convergys can relate. Now hiring customer service sales associates in the Orem. You'll enjoy great benefits and talented, friendly colleagues. Apply online at careers.convergys.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's accurate and dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Scott and Amanda, what a beautiful day outside. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the 70s, a little bit below normal for a change, and it feels pretty nice. Temperatures are going to warm back up, though. 88 and sunny on Saturday, 90s on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then another little cool front comes through, and it'll pull us back down into the 80s with sunny skies on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, 74 degrees. A little breeze blowing by us here at the Gateway as we get ready for the KSL Family Book Festival and the Utah Foster Care Foundation Chalk Art Festival. And joining me now is Dan Webster, the regional area representative with the Utah Foster Care Foundation. Dan, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
Another great weekend for the Chalk Art Festival.
You know, we couldn't ask for better weather. It's beautiful today. It'll be even better tomorrow. Lots of sunshine and a lot of great artists to come support us.
First of all, tell us, why is the Utah Foster Care Foundation sponsoring this?
So we're sponsoring this is now our 11th year doing the Chalk Art Festival. It is a great way we found to raise awareness about the needs of children in foster care, specifically the needs for more foster parents. With about 2,600 kids in care and only 1,300 foster parents, that's a pretty big gap that we're trying to fill.
Are we getting better at filling that gap?
I think so. I think through all of the efforts we've gone to, more families and more great families are stepping forward and providing safety and security for kids in need.
Now, the number of kids that are in foster care, are we seeing more children go into foster care, or are we managing? Are we getting better at keeping that number down?
That's also true. We're getting better at keeping kids safely in their homes, and that's a great thing. But specifically what Utah Foster Care Foundation does is we recruit, train, and support foster parents if kids do end up needing to come into care. And that's a big part of what the state wants to do is to make sure these kids are safe.
Now, the big thing is the Chalk Art Festival along Rio Grande Street here. A lot of the artists have been out this afternoon doing their art. Tell us how that happens.
So an artist can secure a sponsorship to get them here at a square. Right now we've got about 140 artists working either individually or in teams and coloring and drawing about 80 chalk art squares. Again, going from the fountains all the way down to the end of the Gateway.
And it's family-friendly art, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
And you haven't had any stick figures or anything?
No,
like
stick
that.
Figures. No, these are all very good, very much better than what I can crank out.
Well, listen, come down to the Gateway. Tomorrow is when they kick all the fun off. Amanda will be here. Grant will be here. Doug will be here. We've got lots of entertainment on the stage here. And plus, take a look at this chalk art. It is just absolutely fabulous. And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
It's all for the Utah Foster Care Foundation, and that's the KSL Family Book Festival. Of course, we'll be giving a lot of books away and doing a lot of stuff for the kids to encourage them to read to. Amanda?
Looking forward to being there tomorrow myself. Just saw a tweet, Scott, from Time Magazine that said, you probably agreed to the NSA snooping when you accepted that website's terms of service.
Oh, does it say that somewhere in there?
You know, maybe. We just keep learning more and more about our own behavior and the NSA's behavior and details on these stories as we learn more on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:23.
And the news at this hour is sponsored by Select Health, simply there.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me.
I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Ah, Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
On KSL, consumer sentiment is dropping in June after reaching its highest level in nearly 6 years last month. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Index on Consumer Confidence fell to 82.7 in June. That's down from 84.5 in May.
President Obama is directing federal agencies to look for ways to eventually share more of their radio airwaves with the private sector. Growing demand from smartphones and tablets has the government looking at blocks of spectrum reserved for dozens of government agencies for defense, law enforcement, weather forecasting, and other purposes.
Apple is exploring launching iPhones with bigger screens as well as cheaper models in a range of colors over the next year. The move underscores how the once dominant smartphone maker is under increasing pressure from rival Samsung Electronics.
Let's see your money at this moment. The Dow is down 106 at 15,070. The NASDAQ down 21 at 3,424. And the S&P's down 9 at 1,627.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio.
And coming up, we'll check fires around the West and all the latest news right here on Utah's Afternoon News.
And an update of your drive home and into your Father's Day weekend with traffic and weather next.
It's about to get all nasty up in here.
Mid to perhaps upper 90s. Yes, very, very hot.
It's getting hot in here.
The summer swelter.
Summer swelter. We'll tell you when it breaks.
A KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the 9s.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
When RC Willie puts on a sale, they really put on a sale.
This week, during our Scratch and Save event, your purchase could be free. Hurry in now for prizes, free gifts, and savings up to $200. Save now on dozens of Father's Day gifts, including tablets, TVs, Blu-ray players, recliners, grills, and iPods. Gift cards are available, too. Join us for free hot dogs and drinks Saturday. Shop and save more during our Scratch and Save event. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Weather together every 10 minutes on the nines at 6:29, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And Charles Moran, how's that drive home going?
Well, we're starting to settle in here, I-15 for the evening commute. We're almost cleared out through South Salt Lake and Murray from that earlier crash. And we're looking at northbound delays in Lehigh. That's from 2100 North to the top of the point. And so far, we're looking good on Bangor Highway and Redwood Road. Here's Len Thomas.
Charles, traffic continues to be busy through Davis County on I-15, but the main slowdowns have dissipated. You'll still encounter some light congestion through Woods Cross. Traffic is now back to an easier pattern through Farmington, Kaysville, and into Layton. Then it's smooth sailing on through into Ogden. Highway 89 is in good shape up to Sunset. Looking for the perfect gift for Dad? Deseret Book has you covered. From books to artwork to ties, we're your gift source. Get caught giving and celebrate the summer of a million gifts. Deseret Book. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
In the KSL Weather Center. Well, what a beautiful day. Sunny skies, temperatures in the 70s, a welcome change. Things are going to heat back up, though, tonight. Mostly clear in 54, 88, and sunny on Saturday. 90s return Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then we're back into the 80s by the middle of next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6:30. We are live at the KSL Family Book Festival and the Utah Foster Care Foundation Chalk Art Festival. Most of the activities beginning tomorrow, but come down this afternoon. You can see some of these great artists putting their chalk art on Rio Grande Street. I'm Scott Seeger, Amanda Dixon, in for Maria Chaleos.
And right now it's 74 downtown.
Lehigh delays on I-15. I'm Len Thomas.
Our top story this hour, a not guilty plea from a 17-year-old murder suspect, and the court will allow the media to cover most of the proceedings to determine if he'll be tried as an adult. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
And there was emotion, too.
I couldn't believe I met the person that took my dad's life, but I forgave him for what he did to my dad.
Joanna Portillo will also spend her first Father's Day without her dad, Ricardo, a soccer referee who died after taking a punch on a Salt Lake field in April. The teen was denied bail, but his attorney told the judge he was too good of a student to flee. The teen's sister had a message for all involved.
We hope those in power will see the same lovable kid we see, and we hope the Portillos can someday find the peace they deserve.
The media cannot report on the teen's social or psychological history. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Prosecutors usually don't have long after an arrest to file charges, but they're taking their time with the case of a West Point teen suspected of killing his brothers. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has an update.
In Utah, prosecutors typically charge within 3 days. In this case, it has been over 3 weeks. What's more, charges are not likely right away.
The judge extended the timeline for the county to file charges another 2 weeks.
Defense attorney Todd Utzinger saying in the meantime, the 15-year-old believed to have stabbed Alex and Benji Videnhart to death in late May will remain at the Farmington Bay Detention Center. Complicating matters, the boy's father previously told KSL mental health troubles might have played a role in the attack.
I think both sides are trying to handle it very carefully because of the nature of what happened and how young the suspect is.
Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. A possible Republican presidential hopeful offended a few conservatives today by hanging out with former President Bill Clinton. Cleon Wall has the story from the KSL National News Desk.
Scott and Amanda, New Jersey. Governor Chris Christie was at Bill Clinton's global initiative. Christie was talking about the aftermath and the path forward from Superstorm Sandy, and it's almost like he anticipated people questioning why he had cozied up to President Obama and now former President Clinton.
There are no partisan lines on this one when it happens. You're reaching out to everybody you can. I was reaching out to every governor I could, Republican or Democrat, to say, can you urge your utility companies to send us crews?
Christie missed an evangelical conservative meeting in Washington to meet up with Clinton. One Republican said, people who neglect us will be sorry. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Recent scandals in the military have brought rape and sex assault into the spotlight, but KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth explains it is a problem everywhere, even in Utah.
Utah actually has a higher rape rate than the national average. Rape Recovery Center Director Holly Mullen says Utah's strict reporting standards and young population may run the numbers a little higher, but it's still happening too often and can't be ignored. She says it's particularly a problem in middle schools, so they focus a lot of their prevention efforts there.
Mullen says people also need to understand that rape and sexual assault are almost exclusively done by acquaintances of the victim.
Police in Brigham City say they're calling in an outside agency to investigate claims the city's mayor assaulted a council member. Brigham City Councilmember Ruth Jensen has accused Mayor Dennis Fife of grabbing her by the arm, holding her in place while yelling at her. Fife has previously butted heads with the council after word of an extramarital relationship went public.
President Obama is meeting with G8 leaders in Northern Ireland next week. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says on the first day in Lochearn, President Obama will have his first bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin since last year.
They clearly have a very broad agenda to discuss. That will include the situation in Syria. That will include Afghanistan, where Russia has cooperated with us.
On the agenda for that meeting is Syria, Afghanistan, and nuclear proliferation.
In Syria, the civil war could become a battle of proxies. Western forces are lining up behind anti-government rebels after the White House confirmed they've been the targets of chemical weapon attacks. Meanwhile, Iran and Hezbollah are pledging support for the Syrian government.
A South Salt Lake business owner is offering a reward to anyone who can help him track down who stole cars from his lot and used one of them to smash into another nearby business. KS on his radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The damage was hard to miss. Z Automotive owner Lynn Rozier says someone cut open his fence, ransacked the cars there, and stole two of them.
You contact the police and they inform you there's not a lot they can do for you. And you feel like you've been violated and something should be done.
Rozier says one of those stolen vehicles was used to smash through the fence of nearby Plougen Auto. Owner Larry Plougen says they caught two men on surveillance video ransacking the cars there.
I don't know that a lot was taken that way, but it caused a humongous amount of damage with my fence.
And somehow the thieves even stole a Ford Taurus that wasn't really drivable. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Higher fuel efficiency standards pay off for car buyers, according to Consumer Reports. Company's Jeff Bartlett says higher sticker prices for added technology to get better mileage offset the cost of gas over the life of the vehicle.
Because the fuel savings are immediate and they compound each and every year, the consumer comes out way ahead.
Bartlett says an added $20 a month to a car payment is well offset by fuel savings.
And Utah's afternoon news continues.
Park City restrictions and Colorado parallels. I'm Andrew Adams.
And we'll let you know how your drive into that Father's Day weekend is going when we update traffic and weather together on the Nines.
When RC Willie puts on a sale, they really put on a sale.
This week, during our Scratch and Save event, your purchase could be free. Hurry in now for prizes, free gifts, and savings up to $200. Save now on dozens of Father's Day gifts, including tablets, TVs, Blu-ray players, recliners, grills, and iPods. Gift cards are available, too. Join us for free hot dogs and drinks Saturday. Shop and save more during our Scratch and Save event. RC Willie, your home, your way.
In a book titled Profiles in Courage in the State of Utah.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:45, Phone It In Friday on the Nightside Project. Do these guys ever really work that hard? We'll have Ethan and Alex coming in and talking about what's on tap for them tonight.
And 400 homes now destroyed from that wildfire burning outside of Colorado Springs. We get the latest from ABC's Alex Stone.
Rain, heavy at times, has been a huge help for firefighters, but Commander Rich Harvey says the fire is not out.
It's not a victory yet. There's still a lot of work to be done out there on the fire.
Some evacuation orders have now been lifted. The sheriff in Colorado's El Paso County says they do feel they have turned a corner. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Home goes up in flames in Taylorsville, but everyone made it out safely thanks in part to a KSL photographer. Our Mark Wetzel, along with a Murray firefighter, both stopped while driving by when they saw smoke coming from the eaves of the home. Both men went into the home and helped get an elderly woman and her adult son out before the fire spread.
I'm glad I could help. I mean, people wonder what they do, and I just kind of jumped right into it and didn't even think about going in. Obviously, the house wasn't engulfed yet, but you don't want to see anything bad happen to anyone, so just trying to help.
Firefighters got there quickly, and they were able to keep the flames to just one side of the home.
KSL News Time is 6:39. Traffic and weather together sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what do you see now, Charles?
Well, the southbound drive in the Salt Lake Valley, picture perfect all the way into Draper from downtown. We are seeing some northbound slowing from Sandy into Midvale and I-15. And some leftover slowing at Timpanogos Highway as you travel northbound over Point of the Mountain. And we're looking good on Bangor Highway and Redwood Road. Here's Len Thomas.
The congestion and delays have evaporated for the most part now on I-15 in Davis County. Still some light crowding through Woods Cross. Then it's a busy but clear shot on up to Layton and into the Ogden area. A crash on I-80 eastbound at about 1200 East is not causing delays, but just be aware of it in your travels. Otherwise, I-80 is moving along nicely in either direction between I-15 and the mouth of Parley's. Looking for the perfect gift for Dad? Deseret Book has you covered, from books to artwork to ties. We're your gift source. Get caught giving and celebrate the summer of a million gifts. Deseret Book. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, what a change. Today's temperatures in the 70s. It's beautiful out there. Things are going to warm back up, though. Tonight, 54 for a low, 88 and sunny on Saturday. 90s return on Father's Day Sunday. Low 90s for the first of next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees.
So I got a text from Grant Scott that told me he was going to see the Man of Steel.
Oh.
So then he texts me when he gets out of the Man of Steel and says, lots and lots and lots of explosions, action, suspension of reality. I mean, there's a guy wearing tights and can't wait to see how it does. So,
well,
I guess Monday morning on Utah's Morning News, we'll have the numbers for you to see how it does, because some of the critics really didn't like it, but the fans love it. So,
you know, the movie show geeks liked it, and the guy in the trib liked it. So,
I'm hoping it does well. I want to see it.
I bet. I haven't even seen Iron Man or Star Trek.
What's
man, I haven't even
you,
seen
Scott?
The Star
Go
Trek
to the movies.
Movie. I know.
Monday morning, the latest on Man of Steel, all the numbers on Utah's Morning News.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
It's June, and you're looking to plan your family's vacation. Perhaps you're thinking about a reunion spot, or maybe you're in charge of a company retreat. Why not plan something memorable for everyone to enjoy for both young and old at heart? In Bryce Canyon, Bryce offers some of the best lodging and hospitality facilities, like historic Ruby's Inn or the new Bryce Canyon Grand Hotel. And campgrounds are second to none, featuring modern RV sites with electrical service, sewer, water, guest laundry, showers, pools, and free Wi-Fi. So, hop in the RV and take advantage of Ruby's RV Park and campground located next to the entrance to Bryce Canyon National Park. You won't be short on fun. You'll find all kinds of family recreation like horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, wagon rides, local rodeos, and of course, cowboy cookouts and western dinner shows with rope spinning, whip cracking fun, plus cowboy chuck wagon buffets and traditional western favorites at Ebenezer's Barn and Grill. July fireworks and half marathon are coming up, so celebrate your summer with Ruby's Inn and Bryce Canyon. For events, activities, and hot deals, visit Ruby's Inn.com.
And picked in Bangkok only at Shane Company.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, a 17-year-old accused of throwing a deadly punch at a soccer match pleads not guilty in court today. The judge hearing the case says reporters will be allowed at some of his court hearings even though the boy is still a juvenile.
Other local stories we're following. A 15-year-old boy suspected of killing his younger brothers in West Point still doesn't know what charges he'll face. Davis County judge today agreed to give attorneys more time.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Freeway delays have cleared out Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. A couple of valley crashes, 123rd South at State Street, and the other crash, 400 North Redwood Road. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little cooler today, but temperatures are going to heat back up for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now, partly cloudy in Salt Lake, 74 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. Lighter winds and some rain have been helping firefighters battle the most destructive blaze in Colorado's history. And fire officials say the Black Forest fire is now 30% contained.
KSL Politics. In KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world, here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
Clinton Global Initiative hosted its America meeting this week in Chicago. The now former Secretary of State was there, her first big event as a private citizen in a long time.
When women participate in the economy, everyone benefits. This also should be a no-brainer. When women participate in peacemaking and peacekeeping, we are all safer and more secure. And when women participate in politics, the effects ripple out across society.
Her daughter echoed those sentiments in media interviews. The Clintons are big supporters of STEM education for girls.
At the fourth grade level, girls at the same percentage as the boys say they're interested in careers in engineering or math or astrophysics. I think that they're not seeing role models. Mm-hmm. Right? They're seeing boys who are astronauts. They're seeing boys who are engineers. They're seeing boys who start Facebook or mm-hmm. Google, and they're not seeing girls. And it's really hard to imagine yourself as something that you don't see, particularly when you're a kid.
I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
And from Ethan there to Ethan here.
Yeah.
Hello, Ethan.
How are you?
What's coming up on the night side?
Well, tonight it's a phone-it-in Friday, of course. We tend to kind of take it easy.
You guys have it rough, Ethan. You spend Thursday nights eating.
Yes.
Or seriously Thursday, and then Friday nights just phoning it in.
Look, no one else works hard on Friday around here. Why should we? So we're doing phone it in Friday. Also, who asked you? So we'll be opening up the phone lines, letting everyone kind of vent a little bit from the week and just get it all out there so you can... we do this thing, Amanda.
Where I've heard it.
You kind of enter the weekend... with everything off your chest.
Right. You know who asked you?
You get the vent. You
get it all out there. It's like the primal scream, and then it's all off of your chest, and you can have a really great weekend. Also, we're going to be doing a little next week on Nightside, which is where we take some of the stories from this past week, and we project them into the future. And what else have we got here? Oh, Battle of the Brands.
Of the Brands.
Yeah.
Huh?
New Jack in the Box sandwich, as if we wouldn't talk about that. Wendy's stops the sale of the T-Rex burger, which I do not know what that is.
Huh.
But it's in our rundown.
All right. Well,
about food as much as we talk about food.
Probably much more.
Do you enjoy talking about food?
I don't know that it's possible to talk more about food without having a food show. We've pitched it to Kevin. He doesn't think it'll work.
Yeah.
So are you guys keeping track of when the McRib comes back again?
We're expecting the McRib back around here in another couple of months. We'll throw another McRib party. So we'll fill the studio with people and food. And
do you actually have food in the studio when you're talking about food, or you just talk about food?
Usually not. That's really dangerous.
So do the callers drive the show on Friday night, or do you and Alex drive
the show? Well, for the most part, we just do calls kind of from 7:30 to 8. So, it's a limited period of time.
Mostly text more than calls.
It's a lot of hard work picking up the phone.
If you knew the people that called in, you'd know why we limit it to that half hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Not so much news-driven as it is.
Are you going to
talk at all about the decision to send arms to Syria, Ethan? Because I would think you'd have an opinion about that.
Well, I surely do have an opinion about that. And, what I think is most important is not that we're sending arms, but which arms.
Small arms.
Yeah, because there's some weaponry that they might really need. Do they need more AK-47s? Probably not.
Because wasn't there evidence of the use of chemical weapons on both sides over there?
Yes.
So should we jump into something like that?
They want the bigger stuff, like to shoot down airplanes.
Yeah. This was the red line that President Obama drew was the use of chemical weapons. Mm. So, all right. Well, look, Nightside Project coming up at 7 o'clock right here. Alex and Ethan, phone it in Friday.
You got it.
It's going to be fun. All right. Thanks, Ethan.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Let's get another update of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here again is Charles Moran.
Well, we have an eastbound accident. This is at the mouth of Parley's Canyon on Interstate 80. It's in the right shoulder, not really causing any slowdowns. The earlier delays that we had in Salt Lake and Davis County, or Utah County on I-15, have all cleared out, and we're looking good on the 215 Belt Route and SR-201. Here's Len Thomas.
Driving Davis County on I-15, the north interchange still busy, but now rolling right along at a great pace. On up into Bountiful, where it's busy, but sailing along all the way up to Ogden without too many snags. A crash on I-80 eastbound at 12th East is off to the side, not affecting traffic. Also, West Valley fires on the scene at 34th and Oxford Park. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look at this hot 7-day forecast now.
Scott and Amanda, what a gorgeous day and cool. Temperatures in the 70s, a welcome change. Tonight, 54 and clear, 88 and sunny on Saturday, 90s return Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then another little cool front will nudge on through the area. That'll pull us back down into the 80s for the end of next week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now, downtown, beautiful afternoon, 74 degrees.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org. Dads love surprises. Dads also love great ideas. That's why this Father's Day weekend, don't tell him what you're doing. Just grab him, toss him in the car with a shaving kit and a change of socks, and head to Logan for Summerfest. Come celebrate 30 years of Summerfest on the shady grounds of the historic Logan Tabernacle, 50 North Main in downtown Logan. For 3 days, Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th, you can enjoy art, music, and food with lots to see and do for the whole family. Dad will love it, and you'll love the escape. Plus, it's free, so the price is right, too. Now, take it to the next level. Like Summerfest Arts Fair on Facebook and tell them what part of Summerfest you want to take home. If your entry is chosen, you'll win a free night stay for two at Days Inn, plus dinner from the Beehive Grill and other great prizes. To learn more, visit LoganSummerFest.com. 30 years. Be a part of it.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. And the news is sponsored by Replenish. Get your yard and garden off to a great start with Replenish landscape products. Replenish, it is good stuff. And Scott Seeger is out. Yeah,
it we're is out good here stuff. With some good stuff. Yeah, we're right next to the Hawaiian shaved ice thing, and there's lots of kids with blue and green and purple tongues because they're
eating the shaved.
No, but Sam Torero, our engineer, has gulped one down. So
he liked it.
It was good. We are, of course, here at the Gateway, and we're right by the Olympic Fountain. We're getting ready for the KSL Book Festival, Book Fair, Family Book Fair, and the Utah Foster Care Foundation Chalk Art Festival. It's here at the Gateway, and there's lots of artists out here getting their art ready. It officially kicks off tomorrow, but if you want to come down this afternoon, and you can see some of these artists doing their work and see some of the completed work already. And then tomorrow, of course, the KSL Family Book Festival, and Amanda, you'll be down here along with Grant, Doug, and some others as we MC some of the entertainment from the stage up here, and then books and all kinds of fun stuff happening down here as well.
I just can't tell you how much fun this is for your whole family. And
yeah.
I bring my young kids who are ages 6 and 8, but kids of all ages, because they do give away books, and we have all kinds of fun and entertainment from the stage. Last year there were jugglers, and there are always lots of bands and singers. And the thing that my kids love the most are the guys who come as characters. So like last year, there was Spider-Man and Batman, and there were Star Wars guys. But this year, there are going to be guys as the Toy Story characters.
So Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
And Buzz Lightyear. And I'm sure there'll be more than that. So
and the Slinky Dog.
And the Slinky Dog. Yeah, lots of fun.
And Mr. Potato Head.
Maybe. I don't know. It's so much fun. That's tomorrow. We'll see you there.
It is. And it benefits the Utah Foster Care Foundation. Watching Utah's Money, Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve's powerful vice chair, is by far the most likely candidate to replace Ben Bernanke as chairman when his term ends early next year. According to a poll of economists by Reuters, 40 of 44 say Yellen will take over for her boss in February of 2014.
Top U.S. gunmaker Smith & Wesson is reporting record sales of $588 million so far this year, a 43% boost from 2012. In a press release, the company also noted that preliminary sales for the latest quarter rose 38% compared to the same period last year.
Well, Apple is adding a kill switch as part of its new ISO 7 operating system aimed at making it its mobile devices less desirable to thieves. Activation lock will require an Apple ID and password before the phone's Find My iPhone feature can be turned off or any data can be erased.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The market's closed down. Dow down 105 to 15,070.
Watching Utah's Money at 25 and 55 on KSL News Radio.
For people who have boats or watercraft, anything that you have had covered over the last little while, the people at Sugar House Awning Industries want you to know that whatever the situation is with that boat cover, whatever condition it might be in, this is the time for you to talk with them. Third generation, family-owned, been around for over 70 years now. When it comes to a Bimini top, snap-on covers, full covers, 100% custom process from Sugar House Awning, a perfect fit every time. They've taken care of our boat covers over the years, and they do a great job. Free repairs coupon with new boat covers and tops, even covers customer abuse or negligence or accidents. Sugar House Awning, they take care of about 30 boats a week. They're very quick, have a great turnaround time. Each boat gets individual attention. Sugar House Awning Industries, get out and live. Check them out, sugarhouseawning.com, or call 563-9600. That's 563-9600.
KSL News Time is 6:59. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Lynn.
Well, Friday drive is winding down with most freeways in good shape.
I-15 traffic is flowing well over the point of the mountain, and the east side and west side belt are all easing and moving along at freeway speeds. I-15 in Davis County looks good up through Clearfield and into Ogden. There is an accident with police and tow truck on the scene on I-80 eastbound, and that's just east of Foothill heading up Parley's. It's in the far right lane, mostly out of the way, and another accident in Salt Lake at Michigan Avenue and 1300 East. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, in the forecast, clear skies tonight, the overnight low 54, sunny tomorrow, high 88, Father's Day, sunshine and 91 degrees. Right now in Salt Lake, 74 degrees. Hey, come on out to the KSL Family Book Festival and the Utah Foster Care Foundation Chalk Art Festival. It all begins tomorrow.
And all the fathers out there, have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. I hope everybody spoils you rotten.
Yeah, Amanda, thanks very much for filling in for Maria. Sorry, but you have to get up early on Monday.
It's okay. My pleasure. Have a terrific weekend, Scott.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake.